This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continued to bomb Gaza Monday. More than a million people have fled their homes in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected Israeli invasion that seeks to eliminate Hamas's leadership after its deadly incursion. Aid groups warn an Israeli ground offensive could hasten a humanitarian crisis. The war that began October 7th has become the deadliest of the five Gaza wars for both sides, with more than 4,000 dead. Iran's foreign ministry claims Hamas would be willing to release Israeli hostages if Israel stopped bombarding Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chama reports that's not been confirmed by Hamas.
Iranian foreign ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani told reporters in Tehran that Hamas are ready to release the citizens that are held captive in Gaza. But their point was that such measures require preparations that are impossible under daily bombardment by the Zionists against various parts of Gaza. The militant group hasn't acknowledged making such an offer. Iran's theocracy is a main sponsor of Hamas in its fight against Israel, Tehran's regional archenemy. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Israel on Wednesday to show support for the U.S. ally as concerns increase the raging Israel-Hamas war could expand into a larger regional conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken early Tuesday announced Biden's travel to Israel as the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip grows more dire and as Israel prepares for a possible ground attack to root out Hamas militants responsible for what the U.S. and Israeli officials say was the most lethal assault against Jews